The Geek News Central Podcast for April Fool's Day, 2005. And you're no fool for listening to this podcast, and we are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Attention. Attention. A special news bulletin is about to commence. You are being instructed to turn the volume up for this special announcement from Geek News Central. This is the Geek News Central podcast coming to you live.
This is the only way forward.
From historic Ford Island, Honolulu, Hawaii.
Aloha, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hey, we have a great, great show for you tonight. I have a stack of stuff here, and I am excited to put forth the information that I have. I'm Todd, your geek, the geek from Geek News Central, and for all of you that are joining our Ohana tonight, our family, we want to welcome you to the podcast, and as always, make sure that you get over to the main website at www.geeknewscentral.com, and hey, check it out, and see, and we're getting a lot of great content on there, not just on the podcast, but on a daily basis, lots of great stuff. Okay, hey, it has been a wonderful week. I've been on a vacation, as I told you guys earlier in the week. And, you know, I did that thing on Wednesday. I went down to Waikiki. Actually, what I did was I got the kids on the bus in the morning, and I got around here and took care of a couple of things. And then I basically walked out to where the bus stop was because I was going to be partaking of some adult beverages later in the afternoon. So I did not want to be driving. So rode downtown to downtown Waikiki and hung out on the beach, kicked back, you know, had some breakfast, waited to the stroke of noon, and then had one of those nice tall Hawaiian drinks or two or three. And I had already prearranged with the neighbor, and she was going to watch the kids when they got home from school. So I had a wonderful time downtown, did some shopping around, you know, just basically kicked back. I guess I got here back here about 6, and it was wonderful. The neighbor had already fed him, so it was bonus. It was just shower time, get your homework checked, and 8 o'clock, get in bed. It was just a beautiful day, so it's been a great battery recharger for me. Now, let's see here. I want to get back fail you guys a little bit. My daughter, she's been singing a song all week, and I keep asking her, what's going on? Why are you singing this song? You know, it's a popular song that kids listen to. And she goes, oh, I got a secret, Dad. I've got a secret I'm going to tell you about. And what ended up happening was this evening, she came in the office, and they were had been playing the PlayStation, and she had this little she'd come in asking earlier for an envelope, and she says, I got an envelope for you, and I want you to read what's in it. And I opened up the envelope, and it was this really nice written letter. Dear Dad, tomorrow I am in a talent show at school. She didn't even tell me. She'd been working on this and keeping it secret. Now, mind you, she's 8. So, you know, for them to keep a secret or something, that's pretty amazing. So, anyway, she says, I invite you to the talent show. What can I say? Of course I'm going to be there. Of course. So, tomorrow at 1 o'clock, I have to go to the school and listen to the talent show. So it's going to be fun, and I'm looking forward to that. But you know what, folks? You know what today is? Today is April 1st. You know what that means? That means voting is open at Podcast Alley. So I need your help. We're going to be in the top 10 this month. You guys got to help me get there. If every one of you that are listening to the show, go to Podcast Alley as soon as you're at your computer. Go there and vote for it. Now, vote for me at Podcast Alley. If you want to, just come to the website. There'll be a link up on the website. All you have to do is click it. It'll open up a window. Put your email address in there. Hit send, and it'll send you a confirmation email. Click on the confirmation, and you're done. We ask you to vote one time a month. Today is the day to vote. Okay? Again, today is the day to vote. We want to be in the top 10, and we know that you can help us get there. So, hey, this is going to be the one plea for the whole month that I'm going to ask, and today's the day. All right, what else have I got here? We've got, I got a contest announcement. I've, one of our sponsors on the actual main website is the Podcast Expo. And they are going to be Registrations are open for that, expo. It's going on in November. But on my own, we are going to do a monthly drawing. So any of you that are out there that have signed up for Podcast Expo, send me proof of your registration. Either it could be your confirmation code, or it could be a snapshot of your printout from your when you register. And when you do, we're going to have a monthly drawing. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a drawing at the end of this month, and then we're going to have two drawings we'll have a drawing every 2 weeks for a cool prize, and it will be a minimum of a $20 value. Now, that's on me. They're not paying for that. Podcast Expo is not paying for that. I'm paying for that because I want you to be with us at Podcast Expo, and we're going to have a great time. Matter of fact, if enough of you show up that are fans of the show, I might even just have like an open bar tab type of thing one night. Oh, yeah. All right. So you're going to come join the geek at the Podcast Expo. Okay, on a kind of a more technical note, I have a mailing list I've got set up with the domain for the Tech Podcast site, and we've been having some problems with that mailing list, and it was just going on and on and on about we're like losing mail, and we couldn't figure it out. We checked the configuration settings a number of times, and you know, for a bunch of geeks, and we're losing mail, that is just like the most frustrating thing in the world. So I thought I had done something wrong. So I finally buckled, and I sent a support call to the internet service provider. And lo and behold, they send me a message back that just about floored me. I couldn't believe it. And, okay, what it says here, let's see if I got it printed out. Of course, it's probably buried here. Here it is. Okay, and I had basically sent them a note saying, we're running a mailing list on the host. We're having a very high percentage of non-deliveries of email to valid email accounts. It's gotten so bad, we may have to move the domain to another server, unless this can be figured out. And I was ready. I was ready to pull the domain, even though we'd already paid for 2 years' worth of service on it, to go to a different account. But here's a reply. Oh, this is a limit to help control spam. Basically, they had the limit set to 50 messages an hour, and then they threw away anything extra. The mailing list had like 20 people on it, so that's like 2 messages an hour, and the rest were going to the Bitbucket. I was just absolutely furious. I called them up and I kind of yelled at them, quite honestly. And they immediately upgraded it to 500 messages an hour. But why a mailing list? Hello. So they're worried about spammers. But you know, I've had to provide them an ID, a scan of my ID to get a shell account. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm a paying customer. It's my it's my account. Why are you doing this? Oh, we're worried about spam. I'm like, oh, so I'm being penalized. But we'd been fighting this for about 2 weeks, so I was just tore up. PDA phones will never be the same because the new mini pocket PC phone, known under codename HTC Magician, is now available. You can buy it under such names as iMate Jam, T-Mobile Compact, XDA2 Mini, Q-Tech S100, Orange M500, and many more names. It is small, has touchscreen megapixel camera, and a mini USB connector to connect to your computer to charge the battery. Get the latest information about this and other cell phones powered by Microsoft and latest news from the wholesale phone industry at www.msmobiles.com. Nobody else gives you the whole story. And thanks for MS Mobiles for being our sponsor. Okay, I got a whole bunch of content. I have got to keep moving here. There's a news item out of Singapore that a guy had one of these new cars that has a, you know, put your finger up on the door where there's a little fingerprint reader to open the door, and he actually also has it inside to start the car. Well, the guy was got carjacked, and they made him put his finger up on the dashboard to start the car. And it all worked good until they stopped someplace and they couldn't get the car restarted. So guess what they did? They cut the guy's finger off. Oh, yeah. I'm not having one of these kind of cars. No way. No, 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 no. You want the keys? Here you go. Here's the keys. Go ahead, take it and roll with it. Also, a bunch of you have signed up for the mailing list. I think we're up to about 100 people on the mailing list. Not very much action on there right now. I've gotten a few messages, But go ahead, speak up, tell us what you think, and we're glad that you have joined up. We're going to put another link up to the mailing list tonight, and those of you that are on the mailing list are going to get a special mailing this evening when I send that out. So let us know what you think of that mailing. And now I'm getting ready to go back to college, and I start school on the 15th of April, and you know, I thought regular books were expensive. But have you guys priced college books lately? I'm taking two marketing classes, and the textbooks were $130 each. Now, that was through the school. I went on Amazon, and I saved myself about $60, but I was blown away the cost of books these days. So, wow. And it just kind of scares me. I've got a 15-year-old that is going to be looking at college here in about 3 years. Whew. Scares me. How about you guys? Yahoo 360, I want to thank, I've got several invites from people that listen to the show. I've been playing around with it a little bit. So far, I kind of like it. There's mixed reaction to it out there, and we'll see what happens and how they develop it. It's still in beta, obviously. Okay. Oh, okay. We've got a couple of voicemails. I want to play them for you. The first one is about the PSP Pixel thing that we talked about on the last show, where people that have the new Sony PSP are actually have missing or a dim, or actually the pixels are out on their screen. So check this this message out.
Hey Todd, great show. You had a question about if anyone had any PSPs with dead pixels on it. Well, I don't have a PSP, but I do have a Nintendo DS. And when I got it, I got it the day of launch, and it had a dead pixel in it. And I returned it to the store, and they exchanged it for me. And I got home with it without checking it, and it also had a dead pixel on it. And so I guess Nintendo also has a few problems with that. And their answer is pretty much the same as Sony's. Just kind of deal with it. You know, if it really bothers you, we'll exchange it, which I don't think is an acceptable answer either, but I just wanted to give you that feedback there. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, that's interesting. So thanks for the heads up on that. And, you know, you guys have that kind of stuff happen to you. Let us know about that. And, you know, let's find out how widespread this really is. I guess it's a big problem because it's been all over the press. Okay. A writer, Drew, he sent us an email, and he just wanted to clarify something that he had heard on our show on the 30th. And it was basically about Doug Kay changing his Creative Commons license. And basically, he is wanting everyone to download any content directly from their site so that he can track statistics for advertising. So I can understand that. And I should have read the article a little deeper to pull that out, that information out of there. I also have been working with a company for part of the newsletter stuff I want to send out to everybody. And actually, I'm going to be incorporating it onto the regular Geek News Central site. And we'd had some problems with it. And, you know, it was a problem within the code of the application that we're using. And I just want to tell you about what this guy said. He goes, we'd been exchanging emails back and forth from customer support. And he basically had gotten to the point where he said it was working. But he said, there has to be code within the newsletter that is causing this problem. You should simplify your HTML. The sending process is working correctly, as I was able to send an email by reducing the complicated code within the web page that you're attempting to send. You'll be able to reduce the error. So he's basically telling me to simplify a website that's actually pretty simple, so that their software would work. And I basically wrote him back and said, "Well, why don't you just give me my money back, and I'll find someone else if you don't want to satisfy a customer." And that changed their tune. They came back and figured out what's going on and fixed their code. And I'm pretty happy. So we're going to be using ActiveCampaign as our newsletter mailing software. So I think even though that the initial response wasn't the way I thought it was going to be, or you know, I wasn't real happy with their initial response, the second in the resolution to it was pretty good. And I actually had a message up on the board. I was getting ready to publish about going off on these guys about their tech support. And I actually had to do an erase. So, all right. Wow, we got a lot of stuff to go over still yet tonight. Okay, there was, arguments went down at the Supreme Court on Tuesday, of course, over the case it's up for on the P2P issue. And apparently the justices, it looks like that Grokster may have the lead on this. Excuse me. So it's going to be interesting to see how this this comes down. But there's a lot of opinions out there saying that, you know, that Grokster might win this by a nose based upon the, you know, basically the questions that the chief justices were asking. So I guess all we can do is sit back and watch and see what happens. On another topic, those of you that are WordPress users, you probably already heard about this, but there's quite the controversy going on. Apparently, the creator of WordPress, who run the support site, was doing something where he had like 168,000 articles from a commercial entity that they were underlying in the pages that was basically allowing their Google, they were using their Google PageRank to artificially inflate Google AdSense ads. And I guess they were being quite successful with their Google AdSense campaign, enough so that they were actually going to be able to hire somebody from the earnings that they've made. But this has totally backfired on them, and Google has now removed their PageRank. The WordPress support site now has a 0 of 10 PageRank, and this is just going to totally destroy their, you know, their AdSense ad campaign. And not only that, it's going to be, you know, who knows, it might remove all of their search, you know, everything that's on that site indexed is going to be removed, and this could end up being a really bad thing for WordPress. You know, and he just tried to cheat the system a little bit and manipulate the ads by Google. So I'm going to let you guys go over there and read the full story. And there is a list of comments. I bet you there's 200 comments in this weblog post. There's a lot of upset people. So those of you that are WordPress users, go over there and check this out. See what they've done. You know, I like my ads by Google on my site. They, you know, they pay a few hosting bills, but I'm never going to do anything to try to trick Google into giving us a, you know, to get better payouts. That's not what we're all about. If you guys want to click on them, fine. If you don't, you know, I don't care one way or the other. Okay, great news on the science front, and I'm being very sarcastic there. You know that about the NASA's Deep Impact spacecraft, the one that's going to crash into the comet on July 4th? Well, the camera that they put on the spacecraft is out of focus. Isn't this like the second time we've had a spacecraft with something out of focus? So you had Hubble, had an out-of-focus mirror, and now we've got a, you know, a satellite that's going zooming towards this comet that has an out-of-focus camera. It just, how can this happen? You know, these guys, we pay these guys big money. I guess they're working on it. They say it's not going to really affect. They're talking it down and how it's not going to be such a big deal. But, you know, we had a good chance here to collect something really cool. And they're going to still collect stuff, that, you know, information that's really cool when they crash this thing into the planet. But, you know, we're not going to get video of it, at least clear video. It's going to be out of focus. You know, it's, that's a great picture. You know, let's put that up on the internet. I didn't even know that there was a spacewalk going down on the International Space Station. Apparently, this happened earlier in the week. They went out for about 4.5 hours and had a great spacewalk. Everything, they took care of everything. They finished early, got in safely. And this is the last spacewalk that this crew is going to do before they have their, before the shuttle comes up and hauls all the garbage and stuff that's on board and takes them home. I guess the International Space Station is becoming quite cluttered with junk because of all of the, because of the lack of shuttle flights to it. So it's going to be like a big trash can coming home when the shuttle does its mission this May, I believe. Okay, Cassini has completed its fourth flyby of Titan, and they've, they're using the, I found this to be pretty interesting. I actually had to go on the internet and kind of look it up. They're using a special radar camera called a synthetic aperture. And that's why they call it a special radar called synthetic aperture. And basically, it's mapping the ground of this moon, even though the planet's obscured. So that's going to be pretty cool. I'd like to see those pictures. And supposed to be a pretty impressive picture. So hopefully they'll have something up on that. And they were pretty close. They're like 1,500 miles away from the moon. So there's a mission that is getting a lot of bang for its buck. I'm glad to see that NASA's had a real good success on this one. Okay, good news on the Google front. For you guys that are using Gmail, the Gmail capacity has been doubled, or they plan to double it. So not only are you going to have 1 gig, but when you get close to having it full, they're going to give you another gig. And they basically have said, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that you are able to continue storing stuff on Google and never run out of space. Oh, that's amazing. Think about that. How many millions of people are going to have Gmail accounts? The storage alone. Good Lord. And then backing it up. And what if you ever want to download all that stuff? Maybe you can buy the hard drive. Because that's what it's going to take. You're not going to be able to download gigs and gigs of email. I guess they don't want you to. They want all that stuff on there so they can spider it and give you good search results. There must be good money in ads. They must be making a bunch of money. Have you heard about this new battery? Toshiba has a battery. Now check this out. It's going to charge in a minute. 80% charge in a minute. A laptop battery. I've got this great big pig. And basically, I bought a desktop replacement. That's the kind of laptop I have. And the reason I've got a desktop replacement is because when I travel, I go somewhere and I spend 2 or 3 weeks. And I don't really want to work on a little itty-bitty screen. You know, I'm 40. And my eyes are, let's face it, I have to wear glasses now. Do I want to look at one of these itsy-bitsy tiny screens? No. But because of that, you know, even when I bought it, they had a disclaimer on the right on the front of the screen. You know, if you want, you're buying this laptop for battery life. It was something to the effect like you're looking at the wrong laptop. So, make a long story short, they've got a cool, a new technology for their batteries. So this is going to be a breakthrough. And you know, you go to the airport and you want to get a charge. You plug it in, you're 80% charged within a minute. Beautiful. Good stuff. And, you know, this would be like the first real advance in battery technology in a long, long time. Now, if they can just do that for a car and charge in a minute, what kind of amps do you have to pull? You know, what kind of, that has to be an ungodly amount of juice going into that thing. You got to probably have a big honking power supply to go along with that, because that's got to have a huge amp draw and to do that quick of a charge. Okay, some info on Engadget that's really interesting about TiVo. Now, you guys have heard about TiVo on the desktop, and there's been some people that are getting some sneak previews and some looks at this application. Well, they're making it harder for people to copy the stuff that you're watching on your desktop. And that's some improvements that they have made that have made it less user-friendly for those of us that want to copy the TiVo file that's going to be on our desktop onto a DVD. But apparently, little by little, TiVo is going in and blocking specific applications. So this is just going to be like the Apple iTunes thing. You know, if they try to lock it down once they release it, I'm sure there's going to be someone out there that is going to be building workarounds just so people can take the data that they're watching on their desktop TiVo and put it on a DVD. You know, I don't care if the quality's lower, but just imagine, you know, you go ahead and even if this thing works in conjunction with your TiVo downstairs, get ready to go on the road and you've got, you know, I've got 50 shows stored down there that I haven't watched. And you know how it is sometimes in hotel rooms, you get what they want to give you and you don't get half the stuff that you've got at home. So take it with you on your PC. Or on a DVD, or multiple DVDs. So, We'll see what they do there, but very, very interesting and a great article to read for those of you that are TiVo fans and are looking forward to that TiVo on the desktop. All right, Microsoft extends the anti-piracy program. Now, it's not going to affect those of you that are in the United States unless you are, basically, you want to download a language pack. It's going to affect me. You know, because I have to download language packs for my wife so that she can run Japanese on the machine. So she has a separate log on. When it logs on, it actually goes into Japanese mode. And so they're going to make people to use their you have to go through their authentication process to load a language interface pack. And I'm sure this is going to just hurt all those countries that are doing piracy, because they're not going to be able to load a language pack unless they do the authentication process. So they're doing everything they can to stamp out piracy. We'll see where that goes with this. And I'll be curious to see what happens online, what people are going to do to work around that, because I guarantee you, as big as piracy is overseas, you know, if you go to anywhere in Asia, outside of not in Japan or some of the more modern countries, but you go to some of the lesser modern countries, you can find whatever you want. It's in the stores. You know, they just basically sell it outright. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And, you know, it's like $5 a disc. You know, it's cheap. There's those of you that are trying to optimize your website. I found a little article that talks about how to target your audience, and it might be good for those of you that are building your website and making it a little more user-friendly, and not only that, trying to generate a little revenue off your site. So I'm going to put this link up for you. You guys can check that out. Over on Nick Bradbury's site, he is the creator of Top Style and Feed Demon. He makes his living solely on software sales. He is weighing in on the MGM versus Grokster case that was haggled out or argued at the Supreme Court. And he is basically going to side with Grokster because he is worried, as is Mark Cuban, on the effects of a ruling for MGM. And basically, Mark Cuban says, if Grokster loses, technological innovation might not die, but it will have such a significant price tag associated with it, it will be the domain of big corporations only. And the reason he says this is this. Okay, those of you that use news aggregators, and I don't know if most of you use FeedDemon or not, that's my aggregator of choice right now. Some people that are pirating software or sharing software could use this application to download copyrighted material via an RSS feed. The same way you get a podcast, they could include a software file in a link on an RSS feed for people to download. And he basically could be held liable if the Supreme Court rules for MGM, and it could be taken to that extreme. So he is weighing in and going to say he's going to support Grokster in this. Now, all we can do at this point is really keep our fingers crossed and keep our ears peeled and make sure that when things like these cases come up, when cases like this come up, that we stand up and tell people what we think, including our congressmen and our representatives, our state representatives, everyone, and let them know how you weigh in on either side on this. So, and I talked a little bit about this earlier, this what happened earlier, and maybe the Grokster is going to get a pass on this, and hopefully the Betamax ruling will not be overruled. So we'll see what happens, but you know, it's going to have a major impact on software developers if the Supreme Court rules for MGM. Okay, I had to laugh today because and this is not really a tech article, but the title on the article, and it's on O'Reilly's website, says, "Do you alter your language when writing or speaking to foreigners?" I call it, it's almost like chopped English. When I travel to Japan, my Japanese sucks. You know, I'm married to a Japanese woman, and, you know, I get beat up by her all the time on how bad my Japanese is. And But when I go there, and, you know, most Japanese likely speak English. And that's, you know, that was something I was talking to some people about earlier this week. Those of us that live in the United States, you know, the school systems here, they either teach French or Spanish. And, you know, some schools are finally getting a clue and offering some of the language courses. But, you know, most people in other countries speak English, or they speak two or three languages. And we're the only country where the majority of people only speak English. Now, there's a large segment of the population that's actually speaking English and Spanish. And I'm not a language person. You know, I'm proof is in the pudding with me. But anyway, yeah, I do alter my speaking when I'm speaking to foreigners. So, and you know, you just have to. You have to make the, you have to simplify it so that you can have a conversation. You can't talk with $3 words. Now, I don't really talk with $3 words here anyway, maybe 50-cent words. And then I don't speak them clearly sometimes. Okay, you know, here's a interesting article, and it's a money article. How many of you guys have bought savings bonds? You know, a lot of Americans are sitting on savings bonds that have already matured. And you know, when a savings bond matures to its, you know, basically its time, let's say it's a 10-year savings bond, it doesn't draw any more interest. It's worth what it's worth. But there's 12.5 billion in savings bonds out there that people haven't cashed in that aren't drawing any more interest. Think about that. And Uncle Sam's getting to use that money. Oh, yeah, they get to use that money. So make sure if you have a savings bond, you check and see what the maturity date is. You know, if you bought a savings bond, $100 Series E bond for $75 in 1965, it would be worth more than $850 now. But, you know, they quit drawing interest already. So, you know, you need to get those cashed in. So a little tip for you, if you've got any of those in a safety deposit box somewhere, or if you have a grandparent maybe that has them, because I know that a lot of people that are older that went through the Depression, you know, there are still a lot of my grandparents were Depression, went through the Depression in the 20s. So a lot of them bought savings bonds, even during the wartime, you know, savings bonds were big. So make sure that your grandparents and everybody have cashed out their savings bonds and converted them to, you know, put them in a CD or something. Put them in an investment that'll draw interest for them, that'll make them more money. Okay, Windows Server 2003 Service Pack 1 has been released. So it's gone gold, and it's available for download. So I will have the link up to that article. So go ahead and check that out, those of you that have Windows Server 2003. I don't. I still got an NT box underneath here, even though it's not Vista supported anymore. But guess what? This NT box I use as a server, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Why spend any more money when it works? I just got it firewalled to death. Nobody can get to it from the outside. All right. Sony. Sony plans to out Apple with online movie downloads. Do you guys want to download movies? You know, I really don't have a media computer. I guess the Mini. Well, the Mini is doing the Mac Mini's doing the recording tonight, guys. So if they make an application that I can use on my Mac to download movies from Sony, I might. But how big is that file going to be? But they're talking about doing this for mobile phones. Who, you know, would you guys really want to watch a movie on your mobile phone? Do mobile phones have that kind of storage? What kind of storage are you talking about? What would the quality be? Of course, you know, they're only putting a little itty-bitty image on it. I just don't see it. But that's what they're going to do. They're going to offer like 500 of their most popular movies. And they're going to do what Apple has done, selling music with movies. So, Sony, good luck on that. All right, all of you that are power users, the 64-bit Windows XP has been released to manufacturing. So, those of you that are looking forward to that, it is going to be out shortly. And we'll see. We'll see how that releases sometime in April, late April. And I'm looking forward to seeing the reviews on that. Okay, with that, we are at the end. Let me look at my list here. Oh, I have got something I want to play for you. Check this out, folks.
Attention podcasters and portable audio and video enthusiasts. The Podcast and Portable Media Expo is November 11th and 12th, 2005, in Southern California at the Ontario Convention Center. Walk the exhibit hall and demo the latest hardware and software tools for creating podcasts. Hear from audio engineers about how they record and edit their own audio files, and attend classes on how to promote your podcast and attract paying sponsors. Register today at www.podcastexpo.com.
And don't forget about that contest that we're going to throw in on our own dime. For those of you that register to go to Podcast Expo, we're going to have one drawing this month, two in May, and two every month up until November. Now, we're going to have some other stuff too, but I'm going to have some cool prizes. We're looking forward to that. I am going to talk a little bit. I'm going to kind of get off the tech mode here, and I know I'm probably going to run long today. But I listened to Adam Curry's podcast today where him and Ron Bloom were talking about basically the movement in podcasting, where they're going with Pod Show. I guess that's what it's called, podshow.com. And I just want to talk about a few points that were on that. I agree that whatever anyone does, and this is for even the tech podcast group that I'm part of, or my company Podcast Connect, or what Adam Curry's doing, or even the people over at Odeo. It has to remain open access. Podcast has to remain open. And for those of you to be able to enjoy shows and go out there and listen to content, you're going to have to be able to get easy access to it. Now, they made a... I kind of basically have been listening to a whole bunch of different sources and different types of stuff. People have been telling me all kinds of crazy things. But, you know, it's they're liking what they're, I think what they're going to do, and this is speculation on my part, is that let's say you hear this show, and let's say I'm part of a Pod Show, and I'm right now, obviously, we're not. But let's say we were, and you listen to this show, and you say, oh, man, that was a 9 out of a 10. Or on the other hand, let's say it was a 1 out of a 10. And you go to back to the website and you say, hey, for this particular show, it was a 7. And anyway, all the listeners are voting on a per show basis and basically driving particular shows into the stratosphere on rankings. So not only does your site itself get a vote, like you guys are going to vote at Podcast Alley where it's ranked, but each of the specific shows are also going to be ranked, and there's going to be, you know, intermingling of that information. So you're going to have like multiple lists that people move up and down, and particular shows move up and down. And they're hopefully, it sounds like they're going to make it so that you can, and this is what I've said for a long time, search for a certain topic and find that info. And that's all in the production piece. But they did talk about making the production really, really good. People creating content would be me, and they would have someone doing the production. Hey, you know what? I don't want anybody doing production. When this thing gets done tonight, when I hit stop, it goes in a can, it goes on the internet. And there's no editing. There's none. It just goes. It has to go. I don't have time to do that. But it sounds like they're going to be editing shows. Why would you edit shows? The magic behind podcasting, it's raw, it's live to hard drive. So, and I don't know, you know, if they're going to add production and sound effects and everything like that, we can hear that on the radio. I don't want to listen to radio no more. You know, it's the same old, tired stuff. And if you're going to do that to podcast, I just, you know, maybe some people are into that. I don't know. But I do agree that there has to be a way for those of you that are listening out there to engage quickly so that, you know, you hear something I say, and like you can almost hit on your, either using your MP3 player or whatever it may be, you'll be able to hit a button, bam, and instantly send a message back, either it be your through your cell phone. But the tools with the MP3 players and everything are not quite there yet. You almost have to be sitting in front of your computer to have an interface to do that. And podcasting is, I know a lot of you listen on your laptops or your desktops, but we did a poll over to techpodcast.com. We had about 120, 130. I answered the poll. 70% of you say you listen to podcasts on MP3s. 15% of you are listening on your laptop, and 10% of you are listening on your PDA. If that holds true across the board, there is no reason why there's going to be almost impossible to have a mechanism to do instant feedback to a show, to do a reply, unless you pick up your phone and call on your dime. And you, most of you are driving down the road, riding the bus, sitting on a train, at work, working. You can't just pick up the phone and make a call, especially if you're on a company line, if you don't allow to have cell phones at work, whatever it may be. Well, anyway, and he's also talking about reviewing and promotion. And that, you know, I agree, the promotion is good. The tech podcast group that I belong to, we're all about promoting each other and promoting techpodcast.com. And with that, we're getting, you know, we've got our membership thing done. Our members have voted whether they're going to accept our mission statement, our charter, and we're going to start reviewing Tech Podcast again. I have a stack of people that are waiting to in line for review to get in on our site. And there's going to be a three-tier membership on that. Basically, well, not three-tier, two-tier. The first tier is a basic membership. It says you're not going to swear, you're going to, you know, there's certain guidelines that we want people to uphold. And the second tier is going to be affiliates that are going to actually help actively build the site. And we're going to have a set of guidelines to be an affiliate. So, you know, basically anyone that we feel has great content is, you know, not doing stuff that's going to drive people that we're trying to attract to our shows away and come up with good content, we're going to invite them in. And those that want to take this thing to the next level and do something, we're going to give them the chance to be an affiliate, but it's going to require work on their part. But the main difference, I think, between what we're doing at Tech Podcast and what other organizations or other businesses are doing, and Tech Podcast is not a business. We are a group of people so far that are cooperating to do stuff together. And I think our main difference is we're going to do the work, all of the work, as much as we possibly can. And anything that comes to that site that we bring in, be it an advertiser or if we have, you know, ads on the site or whatever it is, then it's going to be a purely like a co-op. We're all going to win. And there's going to be no one on the top taking a percentage. We may take a small percentage to maintain the site, but having a website up is very little amount of money. At some point, we wish to be able to go to 100% hosting of all shows. And that might, you know, raise our operating costs a little bit. But that's where we try to make alliances with organizations like Libsyn, who has a great service. And any of you that are aspiring podcasters, check out libsyn.org. I went way over on time here tonight, and I want to talk about this more, but I wanted to do this at the end of the show, so those of you that didn't want to listen could have tuned out. But we thank you for listening to the show tonight. I really am glad that you are a listener. I know several of you have sent us donations this week, and I'll be honest with you. I've sent you all personal notes back. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I really appreciate those of you that have done that. You know, that means so much more to me to get it's basically kind of a vote of confidence from you to receive a donation. And those of you that did that know who you are. Now, I'm not asking anyone else to do that, okay? That's not what this pitch is for, but I'm sincere in saying that I thank you for that. And it means more to me than any advertiser ever will on this site, because it shows me that you guys like the content. And I like bringing it to you. And we have some great, great things coming, folks. I mean, you are going to want to stay tuned. It's going to be explosive. And I have to sit on some stuff for a while. But what's coming, you guys are going to be around. You got to be around for the ride. Going to take a little bit to get to that point. But when we do, you're going to be glad that you listen to every show. All right? And it's truly exciting what's forthcoming, and I look forward to bringing it to you. Okay, I'm Todd the Geek from Geek News Central, and you, as always, you can contact us via the voicemail line at 619-342-7365 or on Skype at Geek News Central. You can email me, of course, anytime, geek@geeknewscentral.com. I try to talk about all the emails I get. Sometimes I don't get through them all, and I miss some tonight. So I apologize. I'll put them back in the pile for the next show. Like always, we will be back with you on Tuesday. So, you know, get your podcast aggregators, your podcatchers ready for the Tuesday show. Download, and we'll be with you again. But tomorrow, go vote. Vote for Geek News Central Podcast Alley. And if you guys do that, if everyone went and voted, you'd put me on the top for the whole month. I know you would. But you guys got to get out there. This is the only time I'm going to ask you for the whole month. This is it. And you'll get this once a month. But anyway, thanks, folks. And we'll see you Tuesday. I hope you enjoy the show. Feedback, as always, and get in on that mailing list, okay? You're going to get all kinds of special stuff that's forthcoming that no one else is going to get. You got to be on the mailing list to get that, though. All right. Take care. We'll see you on Tuesday. Bye-bye.